it's here and now, and I've got a question for you. What was the best meal you had in 2013? Well, if you follow the latest food trends, it might have been something Southern-inspired. I had a delicious peach cobbler in Atlanta this year. It also might have had something to do with kale or quinoa as Americans embrace their healthier side. But what do we have to look forward to next year? Joining us now with answers is our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who has brought me a mysterious plate of food that she will not let me see. Kathy, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what do we have to look forward to in 2014?
Okay, so I spoke to a handful of food writers and cookbook authors, agents and editors, and I was amazed at the overlap. And I said to them, what do you predict for next year? So I'm going to start with the biggest surprise of all.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. The Midwest.
A Midwesterner, I will say the Midwest has been hot for years.
No, it has not.
Okay.
It absolutely has not. My theory is that we've saturated everything on both coasts, and we're now looking to the inside, to the interior of the country. Lisa Eckes is a cookbook agent, founder of Lisa Eckes Group. She says the Midwest is the new South. Watch for books, trends, restaurants, no more flyovers, she says.
So I'm thinking Midwest food. Well, I think of corn, obviously, and wheat, and I think of deep dish pizza and stuff like that.
And beef. So much of our food is grown in the Midwest. The Food Network does a forecast every year, and number four on their list was the Midwest. They have a new show called Heartland Table that's getting a big buzz. But they say home cooking is alive and well in Middle America, the land of rich stews, comforting casseroles, and pies. Molly O'Neill, food writer, founder of Cook and Scribble, she put it in perspective for me. She says, we haven't heard much about the Midwest because people who live there tend not to brag. True?
That's true. Yeah, I would say that's true.
And then she says, besides, the area's never had the sort of defining drama that the Revolutionary War lent New England, the Civil War left to the South, or the cowboy mythology gave to the West.
We're very polite people.
Really. You know? But the Middle West always has things that make great cuisine. Fertile land, abundant resources, and an unbroken tide of immigration and a fascination with novelty.
Okay, but I will say one thing, Kathy. Middle West, nobody uses that word. Out there. You East Coasters can say all you want, but I'm going to say, as a Midwesterner, we say Midwest.
Okay, apologies to Midwesterners, but watch out because the food world is going to be on your backs.
Okay.
In 2014.
Well, what is under those plates? I want to see what's in what you've brought me.
Okay, you really are. You're like kid in a candy store. I covered it with plastic plates so that he wouldn't be able to see it. You got to wait for two more trends.
Okay, fine.
Can you do it?
Yep.
Okay. Number two.
Okay, number two.
Local instead of organic. There's been a huge emphasis in the past half dozen years on organic everything. A lot of shops tried to brag that they had organic this or that. A lot of chains started with it. But there's now a new emphasis on locally sourced meats, seafood, and produce being more important to consumers than organic. I've watched as Walmart took on organic and big corporations took on organic. One wondered, what does this mean anymore? If I'm buying salad mix that was produced in, you know, this huge corporation, wouldn't I rather have the naturally grown stuff that was made at a farm within 50 miles of me? So I think you're going to see a big emphasis on local. Even some of the chains like Panera Bread, they're promoting campaigns about
which, by the way, is from the Midwest. It started in St. Louis.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
So local. Local, local.
Local, local, okay.
Trend number three. And this is where your goodie comes into play.
Okay.
Vegetables are the new meat. I'm not talking specifically about more and more people becoming vegetarians, though they are, but there being a focus on vegetables, they are now becoming the superstar. They are the center of the plate. Meat's being pushed to the side, which contradicts somewhat the trend of this year, which was nose to tail, eating weird parts of animals and fish. It's still popular, but I think you're going to see vegetables becoming really, really big. Washington Post food editor Joe Yonan says, now that Al Gore and Jay-Z and Beyonce are going vegan, I think vegetables will continue to be big news. In New York City, there's restaurants that are selling $30 cauliflower steaks and $26 roasted mushroom courses. But as people understand that vegetables are really satisfying, really good for you, and chefs are paying attention to them as the focus of a plate, things are getting more interesting.
What's your favorite vegetable, by the way? When you go to the supermarket and you're just picking up one thing, well, you probably don't. You probably, everything comes out of the garden in the backyard.
A lot.
But okay, fine. Let's say you go in and you just need a vegetable with your dinner. What are you going
to
have?
You have to tell me what season it is.
Right now, winter.
Butternut squash. Brussels sprouts.
Yum. Yeah, I love Brussels sprouts.
Okay, good segue. You know what I also love?
Yes.
Celery root. Do you know celery root?
Yes,
it's a very...
I don't. I'm not a big celery root.
Perfect. That's what I made for you. Okay,
but,
great.
Okay, good.
So here we have. It's
good.
A celery root and fennel.
It's very pretty
slaw.
Too.
Isn't
by
it
the
pretty?
Way.
And
there's
I want
walnuts
you to know,
all around the side.
There
right?
are candied walnuts around the side, but they have a little cayenne in it because I remember Jeremy
you know I
that
like
you love
things.
Spice. So that is a
should I
please
put it all on one bite here?
Anything like? You want. So okay. I. You know, these are two very seasonal vegetables. When you ask me that question, local, 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 but seasonal, seasonal, I hope. Isn't that nice? It has tangerine juice on it, fresh fennel, and celery root, which is this ugly, gnarly brown root that no one knows what to do with. And this is based loosely on celery remoulade, which is an old French bistro dish.
Yum.
Okay. Next trend while you eat.
Yep.
Ready? Amber waves of grain. Well, not really. So there's a huge trend in alternative grains. Tanya Wenman Steele, the former editor of Epicurious, says every grain wants to be the next quinoa. I mean, we're talking things I don't even know how to pronounce here, but I'll try. Frika, kamut, teff, amaranth, and oats.
I've never heard of most of the... Well, oats I know.
Yeah, well, oats. all right. The guys had oatmeal. But you will be seeing these in trendy restaurant menus. The National Restaurant Association points to alternative grains as a hot, hot trend.
And you know what? The cayenne pepper is just now kicking in.
Are you happy?
It's like an aftertaste kick.
Well, yeah, it kind of tickles
like
your throat
yeah. okay,
there.
Okay, sorry, continue.
Aiming to please here, okay?
Okay?
Vegetables and alternative grains hot for next year.
Okay.
Last but not least,
yes.
you're going to like this, and I bet you're going to wish this is what I brought you. Cocktails.
Ah.
But not just any cocktail. No, you're going to have to.
It's middle of the afternoon.
It is kind of, you know. You are at work, might
yes,
I remind you.
Indeed.
Specifically, barrel-age cocktails are the new punch. According to the Food Network forecast again, wood is the flavor of the moment in cocktails. High-end bartenders are experimenting with aging cocktails in oak casks to add depth and warmth.
Listeners in Kentucky are probably thinking to themselves, I know what that means.
We've been doing that forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So there are DIY barrel aging kits around. There's a wood chip based workaround where cocktails can be, you can smoke them, you can work these wood chips into them. So look for barrel aged Manhattans, old fashions, Negroni, barrel aged beer, and barrel aged cocktails on tap.
Wow. Okay, so Kathy, is there something that's big this year that will be over by next year?
Let's hope that this cronut thing goes away. This
cronut.
Is cronut. Cronut. This is the merging of croissants and donuts, and people were lining up in New York City.
No,
to get,
I don't
no,
like it.
It's finished.
It's
okay,
over. You heard
and
it here first.
You heard it here first. Maybe, yeah, maybe. And I think kale might be diminishing. I think we
I
overdid
don't,
it.
I disagree.
You do.
I think kale is very good, and I think it'll reach new heights in 2014.
Well, there you have it. I don't know what I'm doing here. You call
we'll
the
have
shots.
You back in 1 year, and we'll see who's right
say,
on kale.
You were right.
And listeners, you can weigh in at hereandnow.org, and you can also find the recipe for this delicious celery root thing that Kathy made for me here.
Thing.
What do we want to call it?
Celery root and fennel slaw with chili honeyed walnuts.
That one. Yep.
Yeah.
Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And from NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin Young is back next week. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, One Lump or Two. Vivid abstract paintings and drawings closes January 5th, ICABoston.org.